The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR.
Are you present? Because I had the headphones turned up last night.
Well, I tell you what, my nose started bleeding. That was so loud.
Well, this one doesn't seem as loud, but there is a ringing in my ears recently.
Gosh, I wonder why. Hey, it's 7:05 on July the 8th. Good morning, our friends. Good morning. Hey, our phone line's here at 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live and chatting at KCNR1460.com. And I'd like to say a good morning, Angel.
Morning.
And she's on the Angel chat room, and others are joined, but Angel came in last night.
I'm going to shout out to just an incredibly bright, engaging woman. And she came by last night to get the last of your raffle tickets, by the way, around 7:30. Kathy Babcock is going to be coming in, and we've thrown all of the tickets in a big brown paper bag, shopping bag, and I mixed that up, and Kathy Babcock will be drawing. So a little after 7:30, you want
8:05.
Oh.
8:05.
Well, last time we talked, it was 7:30, so I'm sorry. I just threw out the incorrect information.
No, it was just 8:05, right after the news at 8:05. We're going to do the drawing.
Okay, so at 8:05, the plus. So anyway, to make a long story even longer, thank you so much, Ruth, for coming by last night. You're a sweetheart.
Okay, now, it's going to be a good day today. We have, we're talking air show. We're going to be talking local businessman, Randy Denham.
Yes,
and we're going to be talking, things are going on here in town, and a couple of things are going nationwide. Some huge things are going nationwide.
We have some ticket giveaways.
Speaking of having something really hot going on right now, here's Bad Bob.
And good morning, and I'll be glad when the weekend is over.
Friday. Yeah. I mean Friday. Well, first of all, Bad Bob has his loud Hawaiian shirt on. Actually, it's very festive.
Well, I didn't think parrots, he's got parrots on the shirt. And I really didn't think parrots could do that flying upside down. But I guess they can.
But Bob has been working so diligently hard for the video production of Dancing with the Stars. I haven't seen a thing. I am so excited to really take it in all for the first time Saturday, watching it live from the Cascade Theater tomorrow night.
From the audience side, no
yes.
Less.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, we practiced last night.
It'll be
we were all together probably for the first time.
The entire cast.
The entire cast, and we went through every one of the dances.
I'm so proud of you.
I think, you know what, if you have not bought a ticket to go there for Saturday night, you need to go buy a ticket. You know, one, it's a good cause. But two, watching your neighbors dance, put it out there on the stage, on the line. And somebody asked me, they said, well, any advice that Kathy Babcock gave you? And I said, well, really, Kathy has given me such great advice. And by the way, she will be here today because she's going to be doing the drawing for the rifle today. But the best advice I think I got was when I was in the Marine Corps. About this type of situation.
The Kathy did not give.
She did not give me, but it was the same. It was just in a different terminology.
Okay.
If you're in an ambush in the Marine Corps, the first thing you do is you get out of the beaten zone. In other words, the rounds are falling in all around you. You leave the area. It just makes sense. And when you're dancing on the stage, it's kind of the same thing. You keep moving.
Keep smiling.
No matter what happens, you keep smiling, you just keep moving, and then the song ends, and you're off the stage. I think that's great advice. Keep moving. And we all did that last night. But I'll tell you what, there's going to be some great dances out there. the people have really put some effort, and there's some really cute dances. I think you're really going to like it.
I love the fact that you have, this is really exposing yourself. It's a like you keep pushing the envelope.
You see my costume. You see my costume, huh?
You keep pushing the envelope, and I just, this is another example, and I think everybody that's done it is, has said, oh, yes, I'm honored, and please, I would love to take part of it. And they realize the incremental, is that the correct word? The increments that are leading into it, they're so, it goes deep. It's very layered to, in order to be, to execute two dances and to do it with correct choreography. It's really a huge, it's very, discipline, very ambitious. And, so for everybody that's in the show, it's just a congratulations. I want to let you know it's 77 degrees today and it's clear. We're looking towards, about a 98 in the highs today. We may get to triple digits, but the forecast says it's going to be a hot day, mostly clear tonight with a low of 67. Tomorrow, the day of Dancing with the Stars, we look at again about 98, 96 degrees. And tomorrow night, mostly clear. It's going to be a fabulous night at the Cascade. But we're going to have to take a break here. So excited to be back in the Free Fire Zone. We'll be back right after these messages.
Join us this Sunday and every Sunday at C.R. Gibbs American Grill for Sunday brunch, C.R. Gibbs style. Enjoy an entertainment sensation and tantalize your taste buds with Eggs Benedict, biscuits and gravy, malted waffles with over a dozen toppings, our cook-to-order omelet station, seasonal fruits, homemade pastas, scrumptious salads, delectable desserts, and much, much, much more. C.R. Gibbs favorites like oak-fired tri-tip, seafood specials, and our famous peel-and-eat shrimp. Each Sunday, the chef will change up special creations just to keep you guessing. Savor the combination of great food, great company, and a great price of $13.95. Such a deal, it's a steal, and it's only found at C.R. Gibbs American Grill. Brunch is served from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and reservations are always recommended. Call 221-2335, 221-2335. We look forward to serving you this Sunday for brunch, where entertainment thrives. C.R. Gibbs American Grill, Hilltop Drive, Reading. This Saturday evening, the Cascade Theater will host the 2011 Women's Refuge Dancing with the Stars Shasta County Style. Local stars once again take to the dance floor with local professionals to win your hearts and your votes. This year's stars include Candace Vaughn, North Valley Bank, Denise Jurgensen, Caltrans, Jennifer Kettles, You Top It, Chris Reznor, Dutch Bros, Carl Bott, Free Fire Radio, and Jake Easy, Power 94. Tickets are $20 and $25. On sale now at the Cascade Theater box office or at ShastaWomensRefuge.org. For more information, contact Christy Hansen at 244-0118 extension 202-244-0118 extension 202. Join the fun this Saturday evening in support of the Women's Refuge for an evening of great entertainment. Sponsors include B&T Satellite, Lulu's Restaurant, Reading Electric Utility, Record Searchlight, North Valley Bank, KRCR News Channel 7, Wind River Casino, Free Fire Media, Tuxedo Den, Reading Radio, Enjoy Magazine, Mike Burke Photography, Marie Callender's, Westside Florist Results Radio, Marshall's Florist, Reading Rancheria, and Anderson Florist and Gifts. Join us and cast your vote for this year's Shasta County Dancing with the Stars champion.
Have you been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email Dennis at westcoastsustainables.com.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. KCNR 1460. I got to share a little bit of this trivia with you because it's something I didn't know. Do you know about the ice cream sundae? Do you have any idea about the origin? Mm-hmm. Of course, Bob does.
No, why would I? I mean, how hard is it to make an ice cream sundae? You put ice cream on it, and you put chocolate on it. It's an ice cream sundae. Throw some nuts.
Without druggist Edward Berner of Two Rivers, Wisconsin, it wouldn't even exist.
You know what? I don't believe that. I believe at some point while we're putting man on the moon that we would have found out how to make a sundae.
It seems that on this day back in 1881, a patron came into the Edward Berner's drugstore and sat down at the soda fountain counter. Get this one. Since it was the Sabbath, the customer couldn't have the desirable but scandalous flavored soda water.
Because it was a Sunday?
Yep.
Mr. Berner compromised and put ice cream in a dish and poured the syrup on top. Chocolate syrup was only used for making flavored and ice cream sodas at the time. So, voila, an ice cream sundae. The spelling was later changed to Sunday, S-U-N-D-A-E. And the customer was happy. Mr. Berner was happy. He just invented a dessert that he could serve on Sundays and remain morally correct. And we are happy because we like ice cream.
Why was he open on Sundays? Now, see, let's just really get into this
thing. Right. Okay, so always on Sunday. You can have a Sunday any day of the week now.
I want to talk about something that's happening today.
All right.
It's the Buck Brannaman film. Now, people that are not into horses may not know who Buck Brannaman is.
Who is Buck Brannaman?
He's a guy that he was one of the ones that started this form of horse training, which is join your horse. Become partners with your horse instead of breaking your horse. Do away with the fear that usually goes along with this. And as A. Brannaman says, your horse is a mirror to your soul, and sometimes you may not like what you see. Sometimes you will. And he is he was the subject of that movie, The Horse Whisperer, the one with Robert Redford years ago. It was based a lot on him. But it follows Brannaman from his abusive childhood to his successful approach to horses. You know, he is a horse whisperer. Anyway, it's going to be playing for 1 week at Prime 11 in Anderson. And they're going to play dates are starting today at 12, 2:10, 4:20, 6:30, and 8:40. Now, you just go down and you find out at in Anderson and Prime 11. Now, Anderson, by the way, Prime 11 gives discounts to veterans, just to let you know. But this is only going to be playing for a week. It won the Sundance Award Festival.
Well, congratulations.
And was number two in a must-see movie list from Entertainment Weekly. So this is an extraordinary film. This is, you know, he travels 9 months a year. Now, I was fortunate to go to a clinic he was holding. And in this clinic, it showed how he took a horse, or a couple of horses, that were just unmanageable. And by the end of an hour, he had them responding to cues, had them going into trailers, something they wouldn't do. But this one part really, really struck me. He wasn't even in the ring. We were standing outside, and this little boy, like 9 years old, who had been hanging on every word Brannaman had been saying. You know, it's just, I mean, just worship. And he comes by, and Brannaman says hello, and he says hello, and he says, "You have a rope?" And the little boy goes, "No, I don't have a rope." And Brannaman gave him a rope. He didn't have to do that. And you think, what a touching scene it was. But then after you know more about his childhood, how he was so much abused, he and his brother, they ended up in a foster home. And then how he started treating these horses as he would abuse children. With trust and kindness and getting that back. When you say this, you know, sometimes if you don't know horses and you haven't been around horses and you talk like this, people don't understand that. They're used to like, ride them cowboy type thing. Break these horses. Well, they have found that you don't need to break a horse to bring a horse in to gain everything that horse has. And as he says, you learn so much about yourself with a horse by the way you treat the horse and the way that you two act as a team. You know, for years I rode endurance rides, 50, 100-mile races on horses. And you were truly a team that, I knew if there was something going on with that horse. I mean, I knew it. that if, you know, if it was, you know, the heat, you know, the water, maybe, you know, just like people, sometimes they don't have good days, so you just really back off. And, you know, I end up running most of the race with the horse, alongside the horse. And, but that just, you know, but those are things that Brandman and many others like him. He's not the only one, but he was one of the leaders in this. So I am looking forward to seeing this movie. And,
right.
And I would encourage people out there to please go out and take a look at this, because it's much more than just about a man training horses or working with horses. It's about a man and his life and how he has overcome adversity and how he has used adversity to spread this word on how to coexist and how to work with animals and yes, you know, even other people in this. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break. I know this is a little bit, maybe it's out of what you expect from some things I say. But this is truly, I think, I have not seen the movie. I think it could be a great movie. And I am going to go see it this week. When we come back, however, I do want to talk about Obama and voodoo economics. Carl on the bot, Free Fire Radio, 721. It's Friday, my friends.
We've got tickets to give away for the Hot-A-Rama. We'll be right back, 1460.
Don't miss the summer music series at Anselmo Vineyards every Saturday night in the music room. New artists will be appearing with wonderful musicians like Chris Lauer, Holly Day, Carrie Robinson, Charles Valona, Rick Hill, Candace Lavolsi, Pat Karch, Lou White, Bruce Kalin, Dan Kinkle, and yours truly, Linda Bott. Make your reservations now at 474-5546. That's every Saturday night for the summer music series at Anselmo Vineyards. Enjoy five-star cuisine, breathtaking ambiance, and great wine tasting. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Human success is produced not so much by great pieces of good fortune that seldom happen, as by little advantages that occur every day. Ben Franklin was a wise man. Great wisdom cannot be ignored. Five Star Bank wants to be your hardworking partner in success. In today's changing landscape, Five Star Bank understands that emerging businesses need those little advantages on a daily basis. Five Star Bank knows that businesses need to create new markets and established businesses need to stay competitive. Whether you are looking for a banking partner to help you build your business, your real estate portfolio, or tackle that addition on your home, look to Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank is ready to partner with you to acquire, develop, and finance property. Yes, good things can happen. Smart people doing good business. Visit us, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call us at 223-6652. On the web, fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm Dr. Catty Wampus. Welcome to Cat Chat. At Haven Humane Society, cats count. With me is cats' rights advocate, Timothy Olitter, on the topic of cats.
I want cats to question their humans. Dogs drool, cats rule.
Hear, hear.
We cats, we know who we are and feel comfortable in our own fur. And we would never hold fundraising events like dogs do.
Are you saying cats are aloof?
I'm saying cats make great companions, too.
Cats count. Visit Haven Humane Society from 11 to 5, Monday through Saturday.
Hi, I'm Robert from Music by Robert. Getting married? Having a special party, birthday, or anniversary? Let me take it from ordinary to extraordinary. A huge music library, the latest state-of-the-art equipment, and lighting that will dazzle you. You know it's a real celebration when you hire Music by Robert. Call 347-4500. Remember, when only the best will do, it's Music by Robert. Call 347-4500 and let's celebrate.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's Friday, my friends. July the 8th, the day before Reckoning. The day before the heavens open and the dancers take the stage. That's right, the day before July 9th and Dancing with the Stars. We're talking some serious stomping at the Savoy.
Okay, I think there are tickets that are still for sale. Cascade Box Office. And if you're asking, I'm just getting emails now about people who would like to sit in our section. I'm going to get there and try to save some rows. There is not, they don't have where you buy a ticket.
There's no assigned seating.
No assigned, thank you. I'll get it together. I've had some pretty bad sunstroke here, so.
We only had 2 hours.
So tomorrow you'll see us, and I'll hopefully my family's coming, and we're going to have Carl's cheering
section.
Just come
in and sit with us. Bring your lasers that you can shine in the other people's eyes. Bring the big signs. Bring cowbells. Wait a minute. You know, what are we talking here? Okay, that's too small. Okay. Amy. Hey, you know what? Amy's on.
Amy!
What name are you going by, Amy?
Well, it's supposed to be Dendez, but when I called Bob, I told him, I'm like, hey, it's Amy Coco. I'm like, wait, no, it's not. No, it's Amy Dendez.
Amy's been married and been on a honeymoon.
That's right.
And you're here to give us exercise points, right, Amy?
You got it. Hey, it's summertime, and a lot of us are going to be focusing on that midsection. So something you guys can all do is when you're walking, stand tall. Draw those abs in tight. Pretend you have a cape that's flowing off your shoulders, like a Superman-style cape, and you want to ensure you're going to have the best posture so that cape can flow.
Hey, I have a Superman cape that's going to be flowing off my shoulders tomorrow night, July 9th, at Dancing with the Stars, Amy.
You got it. I know. I can't wait. So remember, your abs are a muscle, and they have muscle memory, too. So the more you hold them in when you're walking around, just doing your everyday stuff, the more they're going to get used to holding in that position. So when you're walking, when you're doing stuff, when you're sitting, remember to keep those abdominals drawn in tight. Keep that core practice being tight. Practice that good posture. Pretend you got that cape flowing off your back so that you will have a nice, tall, lean-looking look for your summer. And especially with you, Carl, on that dance floor, I need you to have that tall, proud look. So you better have those abs in tight.
They are. They're as tight as they can be. That 12-pack is tight.
As soon as he gets out of bed, Amy, he stands tall and proud.
That's
the way he's made.
Okay, Amy, thank you very much. Maybe we'll see you tomorrow.
You got it, guys.
Amy, thanks so much.
Amy, congratulations on your wedding, and we'll see you soon. Amy is from Adams Peak Performance.
Adamson's Peak Performance on Vitelli. Thank you.
Right. Okay.
Amy, have a great weekend.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about, that was happy. Okay, let me dash your good day right here. The economy, my friends. Voodoo economics. I never did understand the term until today. Voodoo economics means this is stuff of smoke, mirrors. You're never going to understand it. There's zombies walking around in the halls of the White House trying to figure out how to make this economy at least start without just spending trillions of dollars, which it has, and nothing's happened. We've already reported how each new job saved, and I'm not sure what saved means, or made under the stimulus, cost us $276,000 per job. Or $660 billion, where we could have just paid the 2.4 million people $100,000 apiece, let them spend their money, and save $400 billion. Now, it comes out today. If you have a chance, take a look at the stock market. You'll see it's down. The futures is down. The Dow is down. Standard & Poor's down. Why is that? Because our jobless rate has climbed to 9.2%. We're going up. The jobless rate is climbing. The payrolls rose 18,000 jobs. It should be adding 350,000 jobs per month. It rose 18. And it was less than half the rise initially estimated. The median estimate in Bloomberg survey called for a June gain of 105,000 jobs. So, down. Stocks plunged, and the treasuries rose as the absence of stronger job growth caused earnings to stagnate. Recovery is still fragile. Well, you think? Yes. Estimates of the 85 economists surveyed by Bloomberg for overall payrolls range from increases of 40. Anyway, we got to take a break here, but what we're getting into is that we need some help. We need to keep, we cannot keep spending. We have got to start cutting cost. Carl and Linda Bott, it's Friday, it's 7:30. It's July the 8th, and this is Free Fire Radio.
From the Fox Business Network, it's a bearish day on Wall Street after fresh data showed the economy in June added the fewest number of jobs since September. The blue chips dropped triple digits in early trading. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow was down roughly 90 points. Hiring slowed to a near standstill in June. The government says the economy created just 18,000 jobs, well short of the street's expectations and the fewest jobs in 9 months. The huge miss in the jobs estimate underscores the structural weakness in the labor market. The unemployment rate, which was expected to stay unchanged, actually rose to 9.2%. But that Labor Department employment report seems to be giving gold and silver prices a boost. Traders are flocking to precious metals, seeking a safe haven to invest their money. A weaker dollar is also moving prices higher. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Adam Shapiro.
I don't know about you, but I'm a person who believes in change, which brings me to motor oil, and which should bring you to Napa right now. Hurry into participating Napa Auto Parts stores in July and get Napa's very own full synthetic motor oil. Just $3.38 a quart. Don't be afraid of change. Be afraid if you don't. Change your motor oil, that is.
Napa know-how.
I just changed from singing soprano
to singing bass.
So yeah, change is good. General state pricing. Sale prices don't include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees.
This Saturday evening, the Cascade Theater will host the 2011 Women's Refuge Dancing with the Stars Shasta County Style. Local stars once again take to the dance floor with local professionals to win your hearts and your votes. This year's stars include Candace Vaughn, North Valley Bank, Denise Jurgensen, Caltrans, Jennifer Kettles, You Top It, Chris Reznor, Dutch Bros, Carl Bott, Free Fire Radio, and Jake Easy, Power 94. Tickets are $20 and $25. On sale now at the Cascade Theater box office or at ShastaWomensRefuge.org. For more information, contact Christy Hansen at 244-0118 extension 2. 244-0118 extension 202. Join the fun this Saturday evening in support of the Women's Refuge for an evening of great entertainment. Sponsors include B&T Satellite, Lulu's Restaurant, Redding Electric Utility, Record Searchlight, North Valley Bank, KRCR News Channel 7, Wind River Casino, Free Fire Media, Tuxedo Den, Redding Radio, Enjoy Magazine, Mike Burke Photography, Marie Callender's, Westside Florist, Results Radio, Marshall's Florist, Redding Rancheria, and Anderson Florist and Gifts. Join us and cast your vote for this year's Shasta County Dancing with the Stars champion.
He drove his car to the shop, slammed on the brakes, and yelled, "You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed." Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. His car had been repaired after a collision, but now it had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently to one side or the other, and he never knew when it would occur. He was at wit's end. He had taken the car back multiple times to the shop that repaired it. It was test-driven 8 times. I walked around the car and could see evidence of a side impact, which gave me a clue to the problem. "I think I know what's wrong," I said. I put the car on the frame rack and compared its dimensions to a blueprint. As I suspected, the unibody was bent through the center of the vehicle. A test drive is an opinion. A blueprint is a fact. This vehicle should have been blueprinted before the repair. And no, the car was not possessed. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Advanced soil stabilization using Technosoil for dust control on driveways, roads, parking lots, and pathways. Advanced soil stabilization also installs crushed stone driveways. Call Todd Sykes for more information at 530-549-4801. Advanced soil stabilization is green friendly and eliminates dust.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Vaught, 7:34 in the morning, July 8th. It's Friday, my friends. It's Friday. We love Fridays. This portion of the show is brought to you by B&T Satellite. They're not here right now, but I know they enjoy Fridays. Doug Tooley. 244-1988. Do not call the 800 number. The 800 number puts you out of the state and maybe even out of the hemisphere. Local guy, uses local workers, guarantees his work, does great work. We use Dish Satellite at our house that he put in. Got it in quickly, got it in professionally. That's Doug Tooley, B&T Satellite. You know, you need to make that change. You know, they keep raising prices. Everybody keeps raising prices. Go over and talk to Doug Tulian and Dish Satellite. They've got four or five programs that are just great, very reasonable. 244-1988. All right. Switching gears. We're going to a more lofty pursuit here. We're going to be talking about Air Show 2011, the Exchange Club. And Bill Wagner is here to talk about the Thunderheads. Thunderbirds are coming back.
Thunder chickens.
Thunder chickens. Okay. We were talking, and see, it's September 24th and 25th, the air show.
Right. Big thing this year is that we started off with no jet team, and we fell into the Thunderbird, so now we will have more jets than we've ever had before. At least four different jets performing, and if we get a Harrier, we'll have five. So that's what
we'll have more jets than many countries in the world. We'll have a bigger air force.
More than Libya. Yes.
That's right. We'll have a bigger air force than many other countries in the world.
That's probably
you
true.
Think about that.
Yep.
Yeah, coming right here to Reading, the Reading Municipal Airport. Okay, now, how do people, you know, people have seen this for years. I mean, you all have raised more than $937,000. You're getting close to $1 million for area charities and groups.
Yeah, we're really proud of that. We're an all-volunteer group. There's only 40 members in the Exchange Club and gets some help from a few other people, but it's a big project, and we try and give back as much as we can every show.
Well, you know what? You're doing a great job, I tell you that. And you're going to have maybe five. I know a Marine Harrier. I don't know how many people have seen a Marine Harrier. I'd like to see that happen. It's a short takeoff and landing,
right.
A stall aircraft. But what it means is it comes straight up in the air.
Yeah, it's just amazing. He flies around, a couple hundred miles an hour, and then he stops right in front of the crowd and does a 360 circle, bows and says hello, and then takes off again, goes around, 200 miles an hour.
Well, I see you also have the A-10 Warthog.
Yep. Allegedly the tank-killing jet.
Allegedly. And, there you go. Allegedly. This is the only jet airplane in the world that can take a bird strike from the rear. It flies so slow.
Right. So. And we get that when we don't have arresting gear. But now we do have arresting gear, but we'd already been scheduled for the A-10 because it doesn't need as long a runway as the F-16s. Plus, the Thunderbirds are bringing F-16s, so...
All right.
That would be repetitive. So we have the F-16, we have the A-10. For the first time ever, we have a T-33, which is a Korean War era jet, similar to the ones involved in the first air-to-air jet combat in Korea. And we have a Canadian Forces F-18. We've never had a Canadian Forces F-18 at the show.
Well, it's a good thing to do that because there's only two of them in the entire Canadian Air Force inventory. They've cut back a lot.
They are small.
That's right.
They told me today, I asked them who was coming to Reading, and they said, well, we lost two people off our crew when Libya came up, and so we're scrambling to fill those spots each week when we go to an air show. They're only performing three times in the United States, and one of them is in Reading.
That's great. The reputation of the air show has spread. And what a great air show it is. Now, how do people get tickets for
this? How do people get tickets?
Because you want to get tickets now.
And you want to mark your calendar. Just make it happen.
You want to get tickets now because they go up in price after July 31st.
Right. July 31st is the deadline. Right now we're selling flight deck tickets for $65.
Okay.
Or 10 for $550.
Okay.
And on July 31st, they're going to go up to $95 and 10 for $700.
What do you get at the flight deck?
Yes,
flight
exactly.
Flight deck is food and drink catered all day long by the Sons of Italy. You get frontline seating. There's limited frontline seating at the air show. That's pretty much the only frontline seating that's available to the general public.
Flight deck seating. I like that.
Yeah. So
it's like first class.
Right. And get the tickets at www.readingairshow.org. That's www.readingairshow.org. General admission tickets are also available there. They're $10 each. They'll be $16 at the gate. So there's big discounts by buying online, and especially for the flight deck with the July 31st deadline coming up. It did sell out in 2009, which is the first time that ever happened.
Well, I expect it'll sell out this year because you got all the jets. Children 11 and under get free admission.
To the show.
To the show.
And flight deck,
right.
Children
right,
6 to 11 or 25.
Okay, general admission tickets, like you said, they're $10 if you buy them now. They'll be $16 at the gate, so, you can save right there. A fistful of money that you can use for soft drinks.
Did you mention again how many tickets are in the flight deck for the VIP seats?
How many
total? Yes, how many can you
We're expanding the areas. We could have up to 1,000 people a day in there, but it's a huge circus tent. And we put in a water sprinkler system and had it hydro-seeded and have expanded that area. So it'll all be grass for this air show.
Fabulous.
And they'll probably have two serving lines to speed up the serving.
How many people do you have usually show up for this, Bill?
We say 28 to 32,000 for the weekend. We had 36,000 for the Blues. We did have 34,000 the last time the Thunderbirds were here in 2004. They haven't been here for 7 years, so hopefully there'll be some pent-up demand for them.
If you haven't seen an air show and you see these precision jets, you need to go out and see that. But a lot of my favorite also are ones like the vintage AT-6 Texan Marine trainer. You get to see Melissa Pemberton with an Edge 540, so she'll be doing a lot of aerobatics.
Right, she'll be doing aerobatics. She's new. She comes with her husband, Rex. He jumps in a wingsuit, a thing that looks like a bat, and he comes down. She circles him, and then she goes off and does her act. They will use regular parachutes, and they'll bring in both the American and Canadian flags to start the show.
And then you've got a P-51 Mustang. It's going to be the first P-51 aerobatic demo ever.
Eddie Andrini, who usually flies a Yak and a Stearman, he's going to bring the P-51 this time. And he's fixing it up with smoke on the wings, which takes special canisters for that airplane.
And no strafing of the ground or anything like that.
Well, it depends. We have problems in some area. We use it for crowd control.
Call in a little air support here.
Unruly fans. Our fans are actually very well behaved.
Of course they are. This is Reading. All right. So tell us again, how do people get a hold of tickets?
You go to www.readingairshow.org. And you can order online right there. You can also get information about the show. We do still have frontline pavilion space available for businesses. You can go to www.readingairshow.org, and you can get information on that as well.
We're really excited about it. We will be there, and we also have a few tickets to give away down the road, closer to the event. We encourage you and your families to get the word out, because this is really
family
another one of those phenomenal local show that we can go to here and bring our families up to spend a weekend with us from Sacramento or outlying areas. If they're going to see something and be in a crowd that's not going to be 10,000, it still has a great flavor of a local, wonderful show with all these fabulous acts.
Children are free, so family of four or five, it's going to cost $20, and then the children. So for $20, you get 6 hours of entertainment.
That's right. And the fact is, it's family-type entertainment. And like I said, almost $1 million has been raised by the Exchange Club from this for charities and organizations right here in the Reading area. So I think that's great, too. Bill Wagner, thank you so much for the work you do. And we're going to talk about it again, have you back on again as we get closer, of course.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
You bet. Carl and Linda Bott. Hey, when we come back, we're going to be talking a couple of the things that are happening in North State. But also, we're going to have Kathy Babcock on, who is
one of the most
courageous women that you'll ever meet. She's had to face dancing with me.
She's going to be drawing that raffle ticket the rifle.
The rifle raffle ticket for the refuge is going to be drawn at 8:05 today. And somebody is going to be the lucky winner of a Remington Game Master auto-loading 308 caliber rifle. Hand selected. Okay, we've got to take a break. Carl and the Bot, this is Free Fire Radio.
This is Bill and Lisa Collins inviting you to join us this Sunday, July 10th.
As we bring you the new science fiction mystery, Waiting for a Window.
A young man and his disabled boat make an emergency stop on an island that seems determined to prevent him from ever leaving in this latest entry in the new Radio Theater's $5,000 competition.
Sunday at 4 p.m. on KCNR, 1460 AM, or on the web at newradiotheater.com.
Brought to you by Kent's Meats and Groceries.
And Jeff Avery, State Farm Insurance.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Integrity Heating and Air is proud to announce their new state-of-the-art comfort and design center at 5213 Industrial Way in Anderson. Integrity and Lennox would like to say thanks to the North Valley for your continued business and referrals. The warm summer months are upon us, and it's time to call Integrity, your local premier Lennox dealer. No one ever thinks a problem will happen with their cooling system, but like Integrity Heating and Air and Lennox has always said, it takes more than just a good system to get it right. Having regular maintenance performed on your system will reduce energy costs and prevent the possibility of future problems. For over 10 years now, the North Valley has been counting on Integrity Heating and Air and Lennox. With an 82% referral rating, Integrity, your local premier Lennox dealer, is one of the most trusted names in the industry. It's all about outstanding customer service with quality personnel to make sure all your comfort needs and expectations are satisfied. Call Integrity Heating and Air, your local premier Lennox dealer, today for a free estimate and rebate information. 365-9100. That's 365-9100. Integrity and Lennox. Comfort you can trust.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl and the Bot, 746 in the morning on July 8th. It's Friday, my friends. And you know what? This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Head down there. Get a cup of coffee from Espresso Joe's. Great coffee. This gets hotter today, and it will. You get one of those icy drinks. You get that iced coffee, that iced mocha. All those neat little things with whipped cream on top of them that I can't eat, I can't drink, because Kathy Babcock, my trainer, won't let me. And Joe and Shelly have been supporting this Dancing with the Stars. They support our community. They give veterans discounts, and they support. It's not just this. They support our community. So, Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
I'm so happy. Apparently, just by what you want to know the forecast, it's going to be high today of 98.
It's going to be hot.
It's going to be hot. Mostly clear tonight with low of 67.
It's going to be so hot that the jungle is going to be growing in Bob shorts.
Excuse me. Tomorrow is going to be the hot day. All right. Hot, hot, hot tomorrow, especially tomorrow night. No, literally. I mean, not lit, figuratively, mostly clear with the low of 65 tomorrow night, and I am happy to have Carl's other woman in the other woman, yes, in Carl's life right now, and it's been such a pleasure. It's been so wonderful for me to, first of all, Kathy Babcock, welcome to our program this morning.
Good morning.
And I know in just about 10 minutes, right after the Fox News at 8 o'clock, you're going to be drawing a raffle.
Yes.
People have been excited about that. Rifle out of Carl's personal collection. But from afar, being somebody who is in the industry, not a ballroom dancer, but a dancer, I know how hard it is on your body and what it takes. And it's almost like when people watch American Idol. Mm-hmm. Oh, I can do that, until they realize, mm-hmm, you stand in line, you wait in line. It's years of training,
right,
all to come into the moment.
Right.
Do you, it's like the Olympics of 3 minutes. Do you have the focus and all the preparation? And you have worked so well and so with such an open heart with Carl, and it's been great for me to see him come through the door at our house and be really happy with a newfound something that he's feeling accomplished in.
Oh, good.
Thanks to a good teacher.
Well, thank you. He's also a good student, because the teacher can only go so far. If the student blocks whatever she says or, you know, asks him to do, we don't accomplish anything. But he's been a very good student. He does what I ask, and so we get to move forward. Anyway.
Well.
He's a good boy.
You know, anytime that you're going to do something, and this is I've found in anything. You know, you've got to put your ego someplace else, which is difficult for some of us. But, you know, you can learn. You know, one of the biggest things you learn when you're in the Corps is that a private, the lowest ranking Marine, will have insights that are just dramatically clear and true. And if you don't listen to them and take that into your consideration, a number of things could happen. The unit's not going to be as strong, cohesive, or may not even live through things. Because they see things from different levels. When you go to a dancing, which is so far out of my envelope, mm-hmm. and you meet somebody that dance has been their life, you know, a major part of their life, and understand and knows how to teach and was encouraging, never once did she say, look at me and say, you clumsy, you know, blah, blah, blah. She never once said that. She never once said, you know, you probably should have this memorized by now. She never once said that. And there were other people I've heard that were being told that. And I, you know, if that had been told to me, that would have just, you know, that would have not worked with me. You were encouraging, you know, you showed me where I was making mistakes, and we just went over and over again.
Well, I just know how I learn. I learn best by encouragement. I do not learn by somebody beating me over the head or telling me how terrible I am. Actually, I do enough of that to myself, so I really don't need any extra help. But what I need help in is whenever somebody says, oh, okay, this is still weak, but this is a strength now. So then you at least feel, okay, I still have things to work on, but I am making progress. I know for myself I learn way better that way than if somebody were to keep hammering my negatives.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, because Kathy, you've been involved with this, and Linda since the beginning.
Yes.
So
I've done a choreography. I've been a judge.
I want to ask y'all what you've seen since this thing began. You know, how it has evolved, and you know what you have seen with this Dancing with the Stars. Carl, Linda Bott, 7:51 in the morning. This is Free Fire Radio.
Wind River Casino is challenging all bounty hunters for the ultimate $10,000 guarantee high-stakes bounty tournament on Saturday, July 9th at 10 a.m. in the Wind River Casino Event Center. Book your seat now. Your $140 buy-in will get you $10,000 in chips, all fees included, plus $25 bounties for knocking out opponents. All entrants will be hosted to sandwiches and dessert. Wind River Casino is known for hosting the best poker tournaments in Northern California. So pull up a seat and play in the $10,000 guarantee high-stakes bounty tournament Saturday, July 9th at 10 a.m. in the Wind River Casino Event Center. This high-stakes bounty tournament is limited to the first 200 players and sells out fast, so reserve your seat today at the River Club, 1-800-280-YOU-WIN, or online at windrivercasino.com. Late registration available for the first three rounds. Prize pool based on participants. Stay in comfort at the Hilton Garden Inn. Call 1-800-HILTONS for a discounted rate. Book by July 1st. It's better on the river.
Hey, I'm here with Loanna from As Seen on TV Store. Loanna, what is your favorite gift in the store?
It's the one I use every single day. Every time I step in my car, I use it. I use it when I go on a trip in the airplane. Anytime I'm sitting in any type of chair for any length of time, I love it. It's called the Web Back Support. Now, if you come in the store, we have a really great special on them. We've sold millions of them for $19.95. But in our store now, you can get two for $9.95. Come in today and tell our clerks you heard it on the radio, and you will get three for $9.95.
What a great deal that is. Now, you use these in hot weather. You use these just anywhere, is that right?
Oh, especially in hot weather. The thing I love about it is when you put this in your car seat, it gives you a suspended back support. The air circulation comes right around the back of it, and when I step out, my clothes are not all hot and sweaty.
The only place that you can get these web back supports is the As Seen on TV store. That's 1746 Churn Creek in the Shasta Center.
Hey, Linda, let's head on down to Espresso Joe's. They've got the best coffee for the best prices, and I'm in the mood.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And their special this month is dark mocha. My favorite.
You know, the cost of coffee is on the rise again, too. And, you know, I want to pick up a couple of pounds for our supply. I want to get some of the Colombia Supremo, my favorite.
Okay, let's go to Espresso Joe's. Fun place, great coffee, and really nice people. Espresso Joe's, 2143 Hilltop, where you get more Joe.
Hello, Reading. This is Kurt Largent of Keller Williams Realty and the Largent Team. I'd like to ask you to listen in every Saturday morning here on KCNR for all of your questions with regards to real estate. Here's the bottom line. Amateur hour is over. The days of putting up a sign and waiting for the offers to roll in are gone. You need a superstar. You deserve an expert. You can't afford to settle with regards to your real estate. So please listen in every Saturday morning here on KCNR 1460, brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Level Pest, Pete Metz at Megastar Mortgage, and Keller Williams Realty.
Listen for the Kurt Largent Show at a new time, now Saturday mornings from 9 till 10.
Hear us streaming 24-7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah! Yeah!
Currently 80 degrees.
I'm going to beat this drum all day. 7:55 in the morning.
80 degrees.
80 degrees.
So Weather Stories brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards this weekend. Carrie Robeson, you're going to have a brand new, and Greg DiAguila, you are going to see a fabulous jazz duo out at Anselmo Vineyards. So if you choose to go to dinner and hang out at the winery, that's a great place to be. And the weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
474-5546, call for reservations. It's going to be cooler up there, too, because they're up there closer to Shingletown.
But on Saturday night...
we're dancing. It's the dancing... with the stars.
At the Cascade Theater. Tickets still available, but they're going to go today. I bet you anything. It's always sold out. So if you're thinking about it, do it.
Yeah, because there's going to be, you know, a lot of people showing up. We've got, and we're fortunate today to have Kathy Babcock, who has been the head choreographer for Dancing with the Stars from the very beginning, and Linda Bott, who has been the judge almost from the beginning.
And I get
you?
To be an audience member Saturday night. I'm thrilled to be able to sit in the audience and watch Dancing with the Stars. I've judged since the first year it came here, and every year since.
Okay. Well, let me ask questions here.
All right.
Let's start with Kathy. Kathy, the choreography, has it changed since the first? I mean, has it become more... intricate? Has it become... I know, because you're starting with people that don't dance.
Right.
So you've got to start from, like, ground zero.
Actually, each year, the mix of people is different. It's always beginners, so we have to start back at the beginning, because you... And it's really up to each couple, whatever they want to do. I try to choreograph to the strengths of my partner. Now, because I'm experienced as a choreographer, I'm actually competing with my own students. But that doesn't take away from the fact that even though they don't have a lot of experience as choreographers, they think outside the box, whereas I tend to think in the box. And so they come up with stuff, or they go on YouTube and watch other stuff, and they go, oh, that's cool, I want to do that, or whatever. They just manage to do things that I wouldn't have thought to do. And the cool thing here is that I can actually, quote, compete with my students, because it's not really a competition in that we don't have to stick with school figures. It's not an actually like a real ballroom dance competition. People can, the couples do their thing, and it's their friends in the audience voting for them. So it's a popularity contest, but we all know that, so it's okay. And all the proceeds go to benefit the Shasta Women's Refuge. So we get to have fun dancing. Yes, we've done a lot of sweat in the dance studio preparing for this, but the Shasta Women's Refuge gets to benefit from what we do.
Linda, you've been watching it from the beginning. What about, you know, for the judging? I know that one year the judge was going, you have to keep your arm higher, and you just jumped up and almost hit him with your feather boa.
No, I think that when somebody comes in and they're not really understanding that this is, yes, it's a dance competition, and it, you know, like, you have to judge. It's really hard to judge a one-time deal. You don't get to come back. That's just a one-time deal. So, you know, we're having a good time, and I have tended in the past to try to, you know, do sevens, eights, nines. Never sevens is just like, you know, eight, nine, ten.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you just showing up. just showing up and going through what you've gone through is a 10. But let's talk about that right now for the show and where people are coming out. So I know that the rules have changed a little bit as far as how the judging is concerned. This year will be the same as last, as I understand. But I just think it's really about having a great time. Again, it's for the Shasta Women's Refuge, and just so proud that you guys are doing what you're doing.
Okay, now, we've got like 20 seconds left. We're going to have the news at 8 o'clock. 8:05, we're going to do the drawing for the rifle, and then Randy Denham's going to come on. We're going to be talking economics here in town, the car business, and what's in the future.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta, Reading.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. A lack of hiring and higher unemployment. Last month's jobs report coming in worse than expected. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern has the numbers live in Washington.
The government says just 18,000 jobs were created last month, the weakest total since September. It brings the unemployment rate up to 9.2%. The private sector did add some 57,000 jobs, but government shed 39,000, mostly at the state and local levels. Economic activity has slowed, blamed partly on rising oil prices and disruptions following Japan's devastating earthquake. Dave.
And Evan, and also Jared, the numbers for April and May on hiring were revised lower. Wall Street's responding with a sell-off. The Dow's down 122 points. Now, we're awaiting President Obama's reaction to the jobs numbers. Republican House Speaker John Boehner says,
I think the situation that we face is pretty urgent. Matter of fact, I think I would describe it as dire.
Republicans insist there should not be any tax increases in the ongoing talks on raising the debt ceiling and also cutting the deficit. Congressional leaders will sit down with the president again on this issue on Sunday. Atlantis is supposed to launch in about 25 minutes, but will it? Bad weather could delay the final shuttle mission. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown, live at Kennedy Space Center.
Now, Dave, NASA might be lucky today. Observed weather is a go, and we've been listening to launch control go through their checklists. They're ready to pick up the countdown. Aside from all the extra news crews here, hundreds of tweeple who follow NASA on Twitter are guests. The surrounding cities of Cape Canaveral and Titusville expect over 750,000 people to cram the roadways to see this last launch, Dave.
Evan, NFL players are still locked out. A federal appeals court sides with the league, striking down a lower judge's ruling in April that lifted the lockout, an order those appeals judges put on hold right afterward as they heard the case. So today's decision doesn't really change the status of the labor dispute that puts next football season in jeopardy. This is Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Mortgage rates are the lowest they've been in 8 months. I'm Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news for you. Just listen to how low these rates are. The 30-year fixed rate is 4.25%, APR 4.56%, the 15-year fixed 3.5%, APR 3.93%, and the 7-year ARM 2.99%, APR 3.21%. Now is the time to call Quicken Loans and take advantage of these incredibly low rates, because I'm telling you, they will not stay this low much longer. The fact is, if your current mortgage interest rate is 5% or higher, you need to call Quicken Loans right now. Don't miss out on the lowest mortgage rates of the year. Give Quicken Loans a call today at 866-QUICKEN. That's 866-QUICKEN. Do not look back years from now and say, man, I wish I would have locked my rate back in July of 2011. Quicken Loans will give you the best possible mortgage with the best possible rate in the shortest amount of time. And that, my friends, is why Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze.
Adjustable rate is subject to change. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
Stocks fall, so does the price of oil. Down more than $2 a barrel this morning to about $96. And at the pump, gas going in the opposite direction. Triple A's self-serve regular up another penny today, $3.59 a gallon. But in some places, it's a big spike back up.
Believe it or not, areas of the Midwest have seen their prices climb almost 50 cents a gallon here just in the last week or so.
Patrick DeHaan is with GasBuddy.com, which helps people find the cheapest prices across the country. He says refining issues are to blame there.
Right outside here in West Michigan, prices are now up to $3.90 per gallon. Same holds true in Ohio.
It's a big scandal in Britain. So big, a newspaper tabloid is shutting down its former editor under arrest. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin, live in London.
That's right, police seizing an ex-editor of the News of the World, who is also an ex-spokesman for Britain's Prime Minister.
What exactly was going on at the News of the World?
David Cameron now pledging two inquiries, one into press ethics in Britain, a second into how that successful tabloid got its scoops. by bribing cops, reports say, and by hacking a cell phone voicemail of celebrities and newsmakers. Right now, police reportedly searching a second London tabloid, the Daily Star. The News of the World is owned by the same parent company as Fox News. Dave?
Now, Alistair, the royal newlyweds you watched get married and cover for us live a few months ago are coming to America. Prince William and wife Kate will arrive tonight in Los Angeles. Some people all excited about it.
The prince and princess are coming. Why wouldn't I smile?
But the royal couple is said to be having an L.A. weekend that's more business than pleasure after a 9-day trip to Canada. Again, President Obama is expected in moments to make a statement on the jobs report in June that came out worse than expected, with unemployment rising to 9.2%. And we're also learning that House Republican leaders will cancel a mid-July week off as the deadline approaches for the White House and Congress to reach an agreement on extending the debt limit. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Now, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl Linda Bott, 8:05 on July 8th. It is a Friday. It's 80
day
degrees
before.
Out there. That's right, 80 degrees. It's going to be like 100 today.
Well, not yet. Well, we'll see. You know, sometimes we're always a couple degrees off. It's supposed to be 98.
A couple degrees off plumb,
couple
are you
degrees
saying?
Off, you know, whether it's a triple-digit day, you know. 98, low tonight of 67. The weather's always brought to you by Samuel Vineyards. Tomorrow, hot with a high of around 96 degrees. And tomorrow night, around 65. Mostly clear evening. And now...
Wait a minute. Wait. I just want everybody to know that when I'm with you, it's always a triple-digit day.
You are so getting ready, aren't you?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just watching these moves here, baby. Yeah, okay. All right, now we're going to a draw for the rifle. This raffle has sold...
Can we have a drum roll?
Many, 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 many tickets. So what we'd like to have Gene King is here from
just
the,
keep that puppy
from the
going.
Women's Refuge.
Oh, can I just loop?
From the Women's Refuge. She's going to hold the bag up. And then Kathy Babcock, who did not buy a
no,
ticket,
and I didn't
but everybody
either.
Else around here, except our staff, didn't buy it, didn't buy tickets. So Kathy Babcock is going to reach in, really get in there and mess them around. Spread
this
it.
Is a real garbage. I mean,
this is a
it's a brown paper bag.
It's a
it's a grocery bag. So we dumped all the.
You have it.
Okay.
And the winner is.
Okay. Wait. Almost.
Brian Van Voorhis. Brian Van Voorhis, who has won the rifle. Brian Van Voorhis. Okay, Brian, we will give you a call.
You should have brought it in today so you could take a picture and go, okay.
Well, when we get ready to present it,
I'm
trying to find people on a Friday around here. It's tough. Okay, wait a minute. I want another picture there because I had my glasses on and my tongue out. Okay, one more. Okay, here we go.
You big bear.
The silence was me getting my photo taken. Okay, Brian Van Voorhis won. And you know what? He came in yesterday and bought a whole bunch of tickets. So
Great. Thank
you very much. And we have made, and the Women's Refuge has made approximately $1,800 off that rifle.
So, super. Appreciate it.
Well, you know what? It went to a good cause, and the fact is that the people supported that. It's a, again and again and again, I find in Reading, in the North State, that people step up. People step up, and they put themselves into things. They put themselves into support. Joe and Shelley from Tobacco and Brew. Through that great, you know, that fundraiser, put all that food in and all that. Talking to the other contestants, you know, Chris from Dutch Brothers is, you know, in our jobs, and when you have a business and like Dutch Brothers and the others, you're always being approached to do things. And if you're going to be a part of the community, you jump into that because the community takes care of its own. That's the thing about the North State. You know, the veterans stand up. You know, the, bikers stand up. The little old ladies, the kids, everybody. You know, Jake Easy from over there and down at Bombay's and at Johnny's. I mean, they're giving money. So it's that kind of thing. And you see probably gifts from all over.
People are unbelievable. They understand what we do, and they just ask, what can we do? How can we help? It is the greatest thing to be part of. And you're right, Reading in general is just a wonderful community. So thank you for all you've done, and thank you, Brian, for contributing for this gun that I know a lot of people wanted.
You know, there was a great deal of interest, and this is something that I've also noticed in Reading, is that you have fundraisers that, you know, this is, I don't care what your political persuasion is, or who you are or what you believe, many of the people in Reading believe in that Second Amendment. Many people like to shoot. That doesn't necessarily mean hunt, but they like to shoot. A lot of them do like to hunt. So having, watching the watching fundraisers that have a rifle or shotgun attached to it, you see that people want to buy.
And this is out of your personal collection, this particular rifle.
And it is. And it's had like less than 20 rounds through
it. You know the history.
And I do. And safety check and the whole thing. I'm paying the transfer on it. And then I'll be more than happy to present it to
along with the case, the whole thing.
That's right. Because this was it was to raise money for a great cause.
So we want to thank everybody on this Friday before we take a segment break. For all of you who wrote a check and just dropped it off for $25, whether you could make the show or you can't make the show, there are still tickets for tomorrow night. It's at the Cascade Theater. The show starts at 7 o'clock. We are still taking donations up to the very last minute, of course, for the Shasta Women's Refuge. And for all of our wonderful listeners who just, it didn't matter if
thank
it was
you.
At $10. Or $5.
A dollar.
Just here. Give this towards We Believe in What You're Doing. So thank you to all of the listeners and all of our wonderful people in the North State for contributions.
Right. All right. Okay, we're going to take a break.
Kathy
Babcock.
He is totally in your hands. I can't wait to be in the audience. I'm holding places for people that are saying, how do we sit in Carl's rooting section? I'm going to be holding some rows because there is no assigned seating. So if you get there early and the doors open, I hope it's like 6-ish. 6:30. 6:30 doors open.
Yeah. Belinda will be in there earlier.
I will
be able to hold doors.
Knocking. Getting people.
And I was kidding about my supporters bringing lasers to shine in the other people's face. I was kidding about that.
But you can bring cowbells.
You can bring
any kind of noisemaker is okay, just for a quick moment.
Okay, we're going to take a break on that one. Carl and the Bot. And, you know, here's the best thing about Dancing with the Stars tomorrow night. You don't have to hear about it again. All right, we're going to take a break here, Carl and the Bot. Late 12 in the morning, July the 8th. It's going to be a hot one today. It's going to be hotter tomorrow.
Human success is produced not so much by great pieces of good fortune that seldom happen, as by little advantages that occur every day. Ben Franklin was a wise man. Great wisdom cannot be ignored. Five Star Bank wants to be your hardworking partner in success. In today's changing landscape, Five Star Bank understands that emerging businesses need those little advantages on a daily basis. Five Star Bank knows that businesses need to create new markets and established businesses need to stay competitive. Whether you are looking for a banking partner to help you build your business, your real estate portfolio, or tackle that addition on your home, look to Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank is ready to partner with you to acquire, develop, and finance property. Yes, good things can happen. Smart people doing good business. Visit us, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call us at 223-6652. On the web at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
What a state of generosity. Look what my agent got for me. Just by switching to State Farm. A few hundred unexpected bucks, I couldn't ask for more. But now I've got to figure out what I should use it for. A new bike would be radical, but maybe something practical, like a pet baboon with one robotic arm. Get to a better state. State Farm.
Call State Farm agent Jeff Avery at 243-4600.
Well, hi. There you are in your comfort zone thinking all is well. Not exactly.
The issues facing America right now affect you, your family, and your wallet. Join the conversation on the Alana Burke Show, Monday through Friday at noon, and find out what's really going on. Unabashed, unafraid, and unadulterated conservative talk radio. The Alana Burke Show, making the ears of the liberals and the politically correct burn on a daily basis. Sponsored by Haas Ranch and Farm, growing the North State since 1863.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to the program. KCNR 1460 here on this beautiful 8th of July. Tomorrow is the day.
82 degrees. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Advantage Eye Care. Dr. Joseph Lea. 1751 Hartnell Avenue. And you know what? You've got two eyes. You want to give them to somebody. You want somebody to look at them that that's going to care about them.
Look into my eyes.
There you go. And Dr. Joseph Lea and his people are so professional, and they do such a great job. He's got an on-site lab. He's got glasses for the whole family. I understand he even has those progressive lenses that don't look like bifocals. Is that true, Linda?
I promise, if you're listening, anybody from Dr. Lea's office, I promise I'm going to come pick up my
progressive lenses.
We're in Sacramento. We had my dad's 80th birthday. Your dad, I just haven't. I know that's a whole fitting, and I'm going to be in there, I promise, next week. So they have rhinestones on them, though.
You know, that's a good reason.
A little bling if you got to go buy. Focal.
Anyway, Dr. Joseph Lea and his staff, we wholeheartedly endorse them. 1751 Hartnell Avenue. You know, if we talk about people here on the show, and, B&T, the barbershop, tobacco and brew, it's because we believe in what they do and the kind of people they are. And we believe in Dr. Joseph Lea. Vantage Eye Care, 1751 Hartnell Avenue, 223-2325. Okay. Well, enough. And we've given away the rifle. We've about finished up with Dancing with the Stars. So let's talk some business.
Let's talk about business.
And with one of our local business leaders from SJ Denim. Randy, good morning.
Good morning.
And how are you today?
Just wonderful.
Good, good. You gave me a piece of paper here that was really...
Can I say something before while you're looking for that, is that the name SJ Denim and Randy and Ryan and Trevor and Denise, and I never met your father, but... you are the epitome of a family, and we can say that because we've seen you at so many fundraisers, so many things across the community that you are involved in and support, mm-hmm. and great reputation from people when I'm talking about on the street, when you talk about SJ Denim and their experiences of with what has happened and how your business has treated people. So it's really great. We really welcome you on the show with your input, and just hats off to you and your family for great integrity and for being there for all the things that happened in the North State.
Well, we appreciate the kind words, and really it is a family, and it's not just the family with the last name of Denim, but we have 60 different families that come to work each day, and they look to provide the services to the community that helps each one of them with their driving needs.
Well, it's true, and this is not a paid advertisement because it's not a paid advertisement. We just, met your family through a variety of means, the gym, but also through through the opera, symphony. But Trevor, your son, who has served in the Middle East.
Kuwait and Cuba, yes.
In Cuba, and he worked. In fact, we had him on the show. He was talking about when he was down at Guantanamo Bay as one of the guards. And what a great show that was, talking about, hey, this is really what's going on down there. And, people aren't being abused.
You got the real.
Yeah, and watching it, he was there, and it was just amazing. And then he is a policeman.
for the city of Reading.
For the city of Reading. And I got to do a ride along with Trevor one night.
I do that every so often. It's a wonderful thing, and I encourage people to go ride along with your city of Reading police officer.
Absolutely. If you haven't done that, they welcome it. And yes. They welcome their citizens to ride along in the front seat. They take other citizens in the back seat for a ride along, but you probably don't want to be in that one. Up in the front seat's cool.
Yes.
And, I mean, you get to drive around, and, you know, he never turned on the lights in the siren, but I guess that's good. It was one of those nights, everybody's apologizing to me. It's really a slow night. It's okay with me. I've had a lot of fast nights before, my friends. So having a slow night's okay. You know, yeah, drive your car to where the tracers are intersecting. And I've had those days before. I don't need that. You know, hey, I think it's great. Okay, after all of that, reason that we invited Randy on, we wanted to talk about his take on the business, take on what's going on here in the North State, but also California, but to talk also about, you know, the future of the car business.
Sure.
And one of the things that you brought in was the Higher Taxes Day, Freedom from Higher Taxes Day, and what significant tax relief for working families means. And
yeah, it's coming at a great time. You know, Sacramento has done a lot of things, and most recently this was the one where they let the vehicle license fee and the sales tax for the state of California expire and revert back to the 1% less on the sales tax, and the VLF fee is 0.65 instead of 1.15% of your license fee. So, and that's every year, so it not only saves you money on the initial purchase of the automobile, but for every year that you license that vehicle, you're going to have the additional savings. So we're talking literally just in the purchase of a car over the life of that ownership in excess of $1,000 that you'll save. So
it says here is that there's $1,040 in lower taxes.
Yeah, that's for a family of four, and that's based on all their purchases they do throughout the year. And so, you know, depending on where you are in your family situation, that may mean that you're going to be paying down some existing debt that you have, which is a good thing to do. Or maybe it allows you to take on a needed expense that you've been putting off, or, you know. So it just depends on your individual situation, how you get to use that. But it's your money. It's going to be you deciding how it gets used.
Okay. Hey, our guest, Randy Denham, and we're going to take a quick break here. We're going to come back and talk more about what he sees as the business climate up here in Reading and the North State.
And the chat room is open at kcnr1460.com. We encourage your questions or your calls, 605-4567. You're listening to KCNR 1460.
North Valley Bank's Shop, Swipe, and Win promotion is in full throttle and heating up. Our family of weekly $500 winners continues to grow, and you could be part of it. Every swipe of your North Valley Bank debit card counts, from the smallest purchase of your morning coffee to filling the biggest tank of gas. That's right, every swipe for any purchase automatically enters you into our weekly drawings for $500. If it sounds too good to be true, check out the photo gallery of all our winners so far on our website at novb.com. You could be one of them and join in the fun of our weekly Friday celebrations. If you don't have a North Valley Bank debit card, simply stop by one of our convenient locations today. A friendly team member will order a card for your checking account, so you have a chance to win too. Shop, swipe, and win with North Valley Bank's debit card. Member FDIC, no purchase or account required. Must be age 18 or older to participate. See official contest rules for more details. Campaign ends December 29th, 2011.
Advanced soil stabilization using Technosoil for dust control on driveways, roads, parking lots, and pathways. Advanced soil stabilization also installs crushed stone driveways. Call Todd Sykes for more information at 530-549-4801. Advanced soil stabilization is green friendly and eliminates dust.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl and Linda Bott, 8:23 in the morning on July the 8th. It's 82 degrees. It's going to get up, I think, to triple digits. They don't say so, but I just have faith in our city that we're going to hit triple digits today. This portion of the show is brought to you by BNT Satellite. BNT Satellite and Doug Tooley, local guy, a veteran of the 82nd Airborne, puts in Dish Satellite. We've used his services before at our home and have been very pleased by the professionalism that he and his crew show. Don't call the 800 number. You'll see things. People come to your house, hand you cards. Hey, we'll give you great deals. Here's an 800 number. It doesn't work like that. The people with 800 numbers do not live and work in this county and in this city. So it's important. It's important that you use the local people. 244-1988. Doug is also a big supporter of this community when it comes to events like Dancing with the Stars. And Dancing with the Stars supports the Women's Refuge. So it's a type of business that gives back to the community. So think about that before you call that 800 number. Our guest today, Randy Denham, and we were talking about the taxes. How the change in the taxes is going to save $1,000 per family per year. Now, the rest of these numbers in here, are they on these? Is this what makes up that amount, or is this something else too?
No, it's something else.
Okay, yeah. Let's talk about that then. When we start talking about, that's just annual tax savings of $1,040. That's for average family of four.
Yeah, because not everybody is purchasing a car every year. So obviously that's, you know, when you purchase the car, you get to add that on top of the savings.
Okay, so let's just go down the list then. Tax savings from restoration with full dependent tax credit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be, what, $210?
Yeah, it changed from $99 to $309 per dependent, and that became January 1st of this year.
Okay.
And it's based on the income of the person that's eligible for it.
All right. Car tax savings on the purchase price of a new car valued at $20,000.
Yeah, it's 1%, so $20,000 is $200, so you can just do the math, $30,300, $40,400. So
all that's dropped all that way.
Yep.
Let me see. Income tax savings for taxpayers filing jointly with $50,000 in taxable income.
Tax rate dropped in California on the 1st again, it dropped by 0.25%. So, I mean, you just add it all up. It's just more money for you to decide how you want to spend it. And that's the goal of this, is to keep the money working in the families and let them have the ability to spend it how they want.
You know, I can't agree more. You know, the fact is that a lot of, you know, some of the words on the chat room today, that tragedy yesterday were in a baseball field where the player threw a ball up into the stands just for somebody, you know, to take, and the guy reached out to get it, fell out of the stands up in the upper deck. Not upper deck, but the upper deck.
He had 20 feet. Yeah.
Fell 20 feet, was killed. He had a son there. It's a tragedy, and people are saying they're going to probably now, because of that outlaw throwing balls into the stands, again, to start protecting us. And I see things like this, is that when the government believes they can spend our money better than we can, there's things that the government can't spend the money on, infrastructure. You know, that we, you know, armed forces. But when it comes down to taking care of your family, when they start telling you how to spend your money or take your money to spend it on something that you would, you know, that has nothing to do with the welfare of your family, is where I have problems.
Yes. I mean, government needs to do certain things for us, and I believe that the, the police, the fire, the infrastructures, education, all those certainly are important. We need a funding source that drives those things so that we can have those for our citizens. But there's so many things that we do not need government to step in and say, we can take care of this for you, because we can take care of those things ourselves. And, certainly we don't need a second party to help us do that.
You know, I see things like, in business here in Reading. I mean, you've been in business in Reading your family has, for how long?
Almost 70 years.
70 years. And I know that this has probably been a discussion at your home, is how have things have changed in Reading in this, as far as a business climate, would you say?
You know, people still like to buy locally, and that's a special thing. And we see a lot of repeat business in our community, and we certainly appreciate that for all businesses. And we feel like that's a solid thing if you have a community spirit out there, that you're going to have those people that choose to spend their money in the Reading area.
Okay, we got 2 minutes of the break here. What we get a lot from people coming in here is that the climate, the business climate, especially when it comes to fees on starting new projects, is just it's not friendly, in that it's almost like the city of Reading is trying to keep certain businesses out by pushing fees up so high, like on restaurants. There's no way and somebody was telling me that a restaurant fee could be thousands and thousands of dollars, you know, for a fee to build a restaurant here. And I've, like I said, I've heard this from numerous people, that the business climate seems like, you know, the state, the county, and the city are just kind of like trying to just suck all the money out of you as they possibly can.
Well, there's a number of different departments within all these bureaucracies, and they each have a role that they're playing, and each of the roles has a funding source that they need to have, and part of that funding source is through the fees that they come out and collect. Again, we have to choose whether those are providing a benefit or not, and some might say that they do not provide a benefit, and then the others would say, but look at what we're doing when we come out and inspect and we find these things. So it's a 50-50 proposition sometimes, you know. We're all in the same game on the fee side, but...
Yeah, and I see that. We'll talk about this more. I want to talk, too, about the outlook on the car business and the car industry when we come back, because there's been a lot of highs and lows here in the last few years.
There's a great pent-up demand for the car business, so we can talk about that.
We're going to have to take a break here on KCNR 1460. We'll see you after these messages.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu. At Kennedy Space Center, history is made. Atlantis taking off slightly late. Despite questions about the weather, carrying a crew of four, the final mission of NASA's three-decade-old shuttle program, holding a year's worth of supplies for the International Space Station.
We're going to bring up about 8,200 pounds of supplies, and to date, that's the largest volume-wise that we have done.
Says payload manager Joe DeLay, the shuttle's payload bay had been integral in the space station's construction. No other spacecraft has that capability.
Fox Radio's Evan Brown at Kennedy Space Center. And President Obama speaking out after a dismal June jobs report showing employers added only 18,000 jobs.
Our economy as a whole just isn't producing nearly enough jobs for everybody who's looking.
The president saying uncertainty over the debt limit is keeping businesses from hiring. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Join us this Sunday and every Sunday at C.R. Gibbs American Grill for Sunday brunch, C.R. Gibbs style. Enjoy an entertainment sensation and tantalize your taste buds with Eggs Benedict, biscuits and gravy, malted waffles with over a dozen toppings, our cooked-to-order omelet station, seasonal fruits, homemade pastas, scrumptious salads, delectable desserts, and much, much, much more. C.R. Gibbs favorites like oak-fired tri-tip, seafood specials, and our famous peel-and-eat shrimp. Each Sunday, the chef will change up special creations just to keep you guessing. Savor the combination of great food, great company, and a great price of $13.95. Such a deal, it's a steal, and it's only found at C.R. Gibbs American Grill. Brunch is served from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and reservations are always recommended. Call 221-2335, 221-2335. We look forward to serving you this Sunday for brunch, where entertainment thrives. C.R. Gibbs American Grill, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
Stroop's Power Equipment in business more than 50 years. Now that's a proven record of excellence to provide you satisfaction for all your power equipment needs. From sales to service of chainsaws to ATVs, Honda, Steel, Husqvarna, Stroop's Power Equipment, all names you can trust. Stop by Stroop's today to start your experience and see what satisfaction really means. Stroop's Power Equipment, located at 2236 Churn Creek Road, across from the post office.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on Friday, July 8th, 8:33 in the morning. It's 82 degrees. And you know why I'm so happy it's July 8th? No. Guess why? Because there's only one more day to Dancing with the Stars. That's right, my friends. If you haven't bought a ticket, run down there. $25 a ticket, unless you're a senior or a youth. What's a senior? I think a senior is, let's just say, 50 and over. Or maybe, and but don't quote me. Better ask them first. But it's $20 a ticket for that.
And
we've
children.
We've got a cheering I shouldn't say cheering. We have a support section in that Linda is setting up. In that will be Dr. Doug McConnell. He is a premier heart surgeon. He will be there in his garb, ready just in case. We've got an ambulance outside with people with those paddles they put on your chest. And our next door neighbor, John Mitchell, who is he flies the Mercy flight. He's going to be sitting in the seat. He's going to have those rotors turning. He's going to be ready to lift at a moment's notice. We're
couple
there.
We can do
well. We have some girls dressed up like nurses.
Mouth to mouth resuscitation.
Yeah. We have some girls dressed up like nurses, but it's kind of cool. Yeah, no, that's just for afterwards. Okay, this is the last day. Buy your tickets. Come on down. And you know what? They've got little cups that you can stuff with tickets with my name on it too. And for tomorrow, just
that's
again.
How it works, really. I mean, they'll do the People's Choice Awards, but
well,
they also
yeah. But there's also dance. There's a dance award,
there's
though.
There's a dance award, and
by the judges.
That's right.
That's
and
right.
It's all been about fundraising as well. Do we want to do?
Not yet, because I haven't done the commercial for this spot. Okay. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. That's right, Cypress Square Barbershop on Athens Avenue. DC Tim and the Man in Black give haircuts. They give discounts to veterans. You go in there, don't worry about getting nails done. No. Go next door. Go two doors down. Have those people do it. Your hair's not going to be styled. Bad Bob, get on the mic. Did you get your hair cut there yesterday?
As a matter of fact, I did, and they did their usual excellent job down there at Cypress Square Barbershop.
That's right, and look at those eyebrows. You can see through them now. Okay.
They only had to change the string in the weed whacker twice.
There you go. And you know what? It's man's last stronghold. That's right, man's last stronghold. I got my hair cut getting ready for. Dancing with the Stars.
Was it called a puppy cut that you got yesterday?
No. It's a puppy cut. It's not a puppy cut. It's called a... It's called a boy cut or something like that. A puppy
a bear cut. It's a bear
puppy cut. That's right. He ran those clippers right up that hair off the back there. Okay. Enough of this.
Oh shoot.
All right. We just lost it today. You know what? Randy.
It's Friday.
That's right.
And we're among
Randy
friends.
Denham,
great
Friday.
That's
right.
Yes.
Randy Denham is our guest, and we were talking about tax relief. How this change in taxes is going to save people, you know, literally it could save people a few thousand dollars this year that they can use on items that they need, that they can make their choice on where to spend this money. And it doesn't reach somebody that's here maybe without papers, or maybe a commission that meets once a month and gets paid $100,000 a year for that. You know, little things like that, which I think are quite important. And now we want to talk about the car industry.
Great.
If anybody is an expert on the car industry, it is you.
An expert. That's an interesting analogy, but we'll just.
Well, let's say you've been in the car industry your whole life, and your family has.
Right.
So, the last 3 or 4 years, but how would you categorize the car industry?
We've made history. We went to a company, General Motors and Chrysler. They went through a bankruptcy, exited that bankruptcy, or coming out into the marketplace with wonderful automobiles, much greater and finer automobiles and quality. And, it's just something that nobody ever envisioned that those companies would do or have to be put through something like that, but that's what it took. And so we can thank the taxpayers because the taxpayers came along and came up and supported that type of a thing, and Chrysler has paid back the taxpayers the great majority of that. They still have some money to go, but they have paid the taxpayers back to the government, and so thank you, taxpayers, for helping out Chrysler.
What was the cause of this
probably more than
crash.
Anything, the legacy costs of life. You know, it's kind of like what we're dealing with in the pensions of the world in many different respects. It was probably right along those lines, is that they had tremendous health care costs, tremendous pension costs, and they were there for people that were no longer employed, but they were there as a...
So you're talking in the unions then. That was a part of the, you know, because the cost had risen so high.
It wasn't caused by the unions, you know, it's not...
No, but it was the result.
But it was a result of the negotiations that had taken place over the years. I mean, in this time before the bankruptcy, they actually had a thing where a person could be not having to come to work because they really didn't need him right then, but they had a provision in their contract which paid him for up to 1 year for not working.
I remember that. So you could be laid off for up to a year and get the same amount of money?
Right. You weren't actually laid off. You were there on, you know...
On paper.
On paper, and but you didn't have to be producing anything. And so, and that's part of what society needs to be looking at is, you know, how much are we putting into society and how much are we taking out of society?
Exactly.
And that's more than just the auto industry. That's just
everything
in general.
That's everything. You know, you take a look at it's pension reform. Mm-hmm. Look at the state of California and what they're talking about. Now, our police stepped up, and with the negotiations,
they just got a new
four-year
contract.
Got a new contract. They stood up and with the city and said, "Look, you know, we're in trouble here.
Yeah.
We're going to take some.
Yeah, they're paying
cuts.
The 9%.
They're paying that. Right. They've cut back on other things.
Mm-hmm. Healthcare benefits.
Yeah. Giving up massage therapy that used to be paid for. I didn't know that.
And other cities are doing it too. So
yes,
it's not just us. They're recognizing that we're at this moment in time, and this is what needs to be done, and people are stepping up.
And I don't think enough people have applauded this. You know, if you remember this last election, it was tough. It was a rough election.
Brutal.
It was a brutal election. And everybody was saying, oh, they'll never get together. Well, yes, they will. Because, you know, talking to people from both sides. And said, oh, we'll get it together.
Sure.
And, you know, the people that were the ones that were going to be, you know, in that decision-making process, you could see it. No, we'll get together. And they did. And we applauded them yesterday. But both sides need to be given a attaboy or, a Bravo Zulu that you got together, you made the cuts, and because of that, we don't have to let any more police go.
Exactly.
So,
we didn't have to sacrifice any more jobs in that respect.
But you're right, though, and the fact is that we're going to have to make that decision in almost everything in this country if we're going to turn it around.
Yep.
Okay, we've got to take a quick break here. Our guest, Randy Denham, and we are talking about the car industry, but we're also talking just about the economy and things that have happened in our economy and things that you know, impact on us, you know, the taxes, the lessening of taxes. However, you know, what happens when we just continue with out-of-control spending? Carl and Linda Bott, it's Friday. It's 8:41 in the morning, July the 8th, and it's 82 degrees. This is Free Fire Radio.
From across the room, yes, it's love in the third degree.
Saturday evening, the Cascade Theater will host the 2011 Women's Refuge Dancing with the Stars, Shasta County style. Local stars once again take to the dance floor with local professionals to win your hearts and your votes. This year's stars include Candace Vaughn, North Valley Bank, Denise Jurgensen, Caltrans, Jennifer Kettles, U Toppit, Chris Reznor, Dutch Bros, Carl Bott, Free Fire Radio, and Jake Easy, Power 94. Tickets are $20 and $25. On sale now at the Cascade Theater box office or at ShastaWomensRefuge.org. For more information, contact Christy Hansen at 244-0118 extension 202. 244-0118 extension 202. Join the fun this Saturday evening in support of the Women's Refuge for an evening of great entertainment. Sponsors include B&T Satellite, Lulu's Restaurant, Redding Electric Utility, Record Searchlight, North Valley Bank, KRCR News Channel 7, Wind River Casino, Free Fire Media, Tuxedo Den, Redding Radio, Enjoy Magazine, Mike Burke Photography, Marie Callender's, Westside Florist, Results Radio, Marshall's Florist, Redding Rancheria, and Anderson Florist and Gifts. Join us and cast your vote for this year's Shasta County Dancing with the Stars champion.
Today, four-door crew cabs are extremely popular, but being very big is a disadvantage if the frame is damaged in a collision. Don's Deck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. These big vehicles need special equipment to repair their long, tough frames. Where do you find the biggest frame rack in Northern California? At Coachmaster, of course. Our machine is 28 feet long, weighs 5,000 pounds, and has over 100 tons of combined pulling power. The pull towers alone weigh 750 pounds each. Doesn't it make sense that the frame machine should be bigger and stronger than the vehicle? Now, there are plenty of small machines around, and we have those too, for use on small and medium vehicles. But we found them inadequate as trucks got larger. It's like hunting elephants with a spear. It's inadequate, but sometimes it worked, if you were lucky. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Have you been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email dennis@westcoastsustainables.com.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Good morning and welcome to KCNR1460. This is Free Fire. Do that. Free Fire Radio. 8:45 in the morning. You know, next weekend is Hot-O-Rama. Bringing back the past. It's a hot rod reunion, July 14th, 15th, 16th, and 17th. Okay, some lucky listener this morning is going to get four tickets. I like to do four because you can take some friends or you can take your kids or mom and dad. It's just a four pack.
These are $10 a piece.
Yeah, so, and it, actually these are, I admit, one ticket for Friday or Saturday night. So, give us a call right now, 605-4567, and we are going to give you four tickets for next weekend's Hot-O-Rama. So, there you go.
Also, Brian Van Voorst won the rifle raffle for the refuge. And we'll, you know, I will give Brian a call. He listens to the show probably, and so he knows about it. In fact, hey, Brian, I'm not going to tell you because I wanted you to listen to the show and see. And if you don't call me by 9:15, the rifle reverts back. The rifle raffle for the refuge reverts. I'll give you a call.
Now, is he coming tomorrow night to see you dance?
Well, you know what? He'd be a fool not to. I'm sure that.
It's a black rifle. It's a bad looking rifle. It's big and it's
a great brush gun. Okay, but enough of that. It's already been won.
So somebody won the tickets. Let's see who that is. Dan. Congratulations. Dan, I'll put your name up at the front desk. You have to retrieve these Monday through Friday before noon, and we'll have them under Dan. So, Dan, four tickets for you. Enjoy, and let us know your experience.
Let's finish this week off. You know, we've had good news and not so good news this week about a lot of things that are happening. You know, Randy Denham's here, and, you know, you said something just a few minutes ago about life. And I heartily agree with it. Share it with our audience.
Well, I just said that life is 10% makes up your situation, but 90% makes up what you get to do with it. So there's tremendous opportunity to make it better. And, you know, we can learn from history, but we don't need to live in history. We need to live in the present and the future. And that's what we're all working toward, is making the future better for everybody. So there's great opportunity out there to do that. We've got wonderful people in our community that would rally around this and look to bring things together that will bring so many different things for our community and grow it in a positive way.
Well, there you go. And that is how I really feel. I live in that world, too, because when we turn on TV in the morning, I call it slit your wrist TV. It's just everything is doom and gloom, and we're going to hell in a handbasket in our country, and I just refuse to buy into it. Yes, things aren't spectacular. But if you go through history, there's a beautiful, every day there can be something beautiful that happens. And what are you doing to make a difference?
You have to participate.
You've got to participate.
This is not a society that says you just sit back and take. This is a society that says you have to want to get out and participate in it and do something to make it better.
And there are people that do sit back. But you know what? Let's just put them aside. You know, the fact is that when you look at these polls and you see how everybody is worried, they're worried about the people around them losing their jobs and that they may lose theirs. But if you look at the also in the surveys when they asked, is that many people, I think over 60%, thought that they were doing okay. And I think if you believe that you're doing okay, that then you believe that it's going to get better. That, you know, other people around you, and you are concerned about that, but that you are doing okay.
Yep.
And that you are going to be able to take care of your family. Yet it's not as easy. But if you just stop and you let the bureaucracy or you let this start grinding you down, then you are never going to advance. Your kids aren't going to advance. They're going to see it. And there is so much opportunity out there.
Yeah, take the opportunity to educate yourself. You know, that's part of the process, is you have to learn what's going on out there. How does it affect me? What are the things that I have a say in? What are the things that I can make a difference by getting involved? And all that is available to you, and it doesn't require money. It doesn't require any money at all. It just requires you taking some of your time and doing some things to involve yourself. And so that's what you like about a community, is that, you know, if we can get 100 people rallying around an event or an issue, doggone it, you get that solved pretty darn fast, you know.
Well, that's it, is that it's surprising that it doesn't take a lot of people, really, to solve an issue. That if you get, you know, if you figure that Redding has 100,000 people in it,
mm-hmm.
and Shasta County, what, 150,000, 160,000. There was an event a few years ago that had like 3,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
3,000 people. And it was huge. I mean, people were just dumbfounded. And it wasn't a ZZ Top concert, okay? This thing even outdrew the ZZ Top concert, come to think of it. But it was something that the people got together. And it had to do with, you know, it was taxes and tax day and all that. But for the first time, people got together and said, you know what? We need to take a look at what's going on around here. So I wholeheartedly agree. Got to take a break here. Carl Lindabot, our guest, Randy Denham, and we're going to be talking. We come back. Let's talk something like the convention center, you know, ways that are going like that. But again, that there's so much out there that we have that we got to focus on that. And no, let's not hide our heads in the sand and ignore other things that are going on. But let's take a look at how we can move forward. This is Free Fire Radio.
He took the midnight train for
MMA fights are back as Wind River Casino and Road Fights present Vision Quest Cage Fights 4. Extreme mixed martial arts cage fighting at the Wind River Casino Event Center on Saturday, July 16th at 7:30. Doors open at 6:30. These are sure to be the best cage fights in the North State, bringing you another night of extreme fighting in Redding. It's in the cage. Full contact fighting. No limits. This event will sell out. Get your tickets now. Up to 12 bouts of MMA in the cage. On Saturday, July 16th, the Event Center will roar with the thrill of the extreme cage fights that only Wind River Casino can bring you. Don't miss this event. Get your tickets now online or at the gift shop. Great entertainment is coming your way again with the Vision Quest Cage Fights 4 at Wind River Casino on July 16th, presented by Rogue Fights. For more information on the Vision Quest Cage Fights 4, log on to windriver.com. Must be 21 to attend this extreme event. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
Hey, Linda. Head on down to Espresso Joe's. They've got the best coffee for the best prices, and I'm in the mood.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And their special this month is dark mocha. My favorite.
You know, the cost of coffee is on the rise again, too. You know, I want to pick up a couple of pounds for our supply. I want to get some of the Colombia Supremo, my favorite.
Okay, let's go to Espresso Joe's. Fun place, great coffee, and really nice people. Espresso Joe's, 2143 Hilltop, where you get more Joe.
Whether you own a home, apartment building, or business, it is important to ensure that you keep your landscaping up to date to avoid soil erosion and having to replace grass, shrubs, and trees. Action Property Maintenance can help you. Action Property Maintenance handles building maintenance, landscaping, parking lot sweeping, house painting, complete yard maintenance, and much more. For outstanding professional maintenance above the rest, call Action Property Maintenance at 209-3363 or 276-3805. Providing great service and taking pride in results is more than just words, it's what they do. Contact Action Property Maintenance today for a free estimate at 209-3363 or 276-3805.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
Hi, I'm Dennis Miller. Join me Monday through Friday from 9 to noon on KCNR 1460 AM.
Back down. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 8:55 in the morning, July the 8th, Friday. And we won't back down.
You know, we really want to thank our chat room. I know that it seems that some of you are off doing some of your chores today, but you know, we just love how you engage and you carry on your own conversations while we're carrying on our conversations here. But thanks so much for always supporting us. And we know many of you are going to be there tomorrow night at the Cascade Theater for Dancing with the Stars. We just have a few moments left at the break. Randy Denham, who is our guest, handed us, you know, the life and times of Thomas Jefferson. And one of the things that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry. Just went blank for a moment. Okay. Well, one of the quotes I would like to share with you, because we were talking about got to stay positive. We have to remain that we are Americans, and yes, things need to be fixed and things are broken. But if we stay in that state of mind, how can we move forward with light around us? So we have to always think in terms of that. One of the quotes that stuck out for us that we would like to share with you this morning is this quote. I predict future happiness for Americans if they can prevent the government from wasting the labors of the people under the pretense of taking care of them. Thomas Jefferson.
Yeah, you know, and that's just what we're talking about, is let's just keep confiscating your money. And yes, there is a need for taxes. There is a need for taxes.
Sure.
But to a point. But when you start taking more than what is required, now you're taking it away from the people that make the money. And the idea of leveling the playing field, I find that an interesting concept, of leveling the playing field by giving other people the hard, in many cases, the hard earned money of people. I mean, it's like, it's not everybody is a billionaire, and they start talking about higher taxes. You know, a lot of people work real hard, two members of the family, to make a $250,000.
How do you motivate your people, Randy? I'm curious about that.
I think the best motivation you can have for your employees is just to show them that you care about them and work alongside them, and to make sure that they understand that you can make a difference together. And, you know, don't ask them to do something that you wouldn't do yourself. So basically demonstrate through your life and through what you're doing that you're right there with them, you know, that you'll do that same thing that you're asking them to do. And
kind of like a rancher mentality, like I'm going to get in there and fix the fence. And
sure.
You know, twist the barbed wire and dig, toil the dirt right alongside you is what my dad did. You know, I mean, when we came to see you, I know you said that, was it your dad and your uncle built that place with every screw and just built that thing.
Right.
And I think that right there, that says a lot about our heritage. If you come from people who really work hard, it's something that I think we really need to instill, and I think it's something that is being lost in our culture today.
Yeah, if it's 100 degrees outside and you're out there standing alongside them, working with them, great. You know, if they don't see you out there on that day and you're sitting up there in an air-conditioned office, then, you know, what are you doing? You should be out there. You should be, you should be making it as good as possible for them that day, and away you go.
Never ask your Marines to do anything you wouldn't do.
Exactly. And,
that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know what? Thanks so much for coming by.
I thank you very much for letting me have the opportunity to come and share with you. And you guys are great. And
we have a good time.
I shared this morning that they make a great team, and they're wonderful. And hopefully more listeners will come in and take the opportunity to hear Carl and Linda as they share.
Well, thank you.
We seem to be growing, a lot.
Well, tomorrow night I'm going to make sure that Carl's shoelaces are tied.
But
not together.
Tomorrow. Is Dancing with the Stars tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow
Oh, that's
night.
Right. So you know what? Here's your last chance to go down, get tickets, get into our cheering section there, watch the first and last public performance of dance that Carl Bott will ever do. Here's your chance. You see them both for the price of one ticket.
The Foxtrot and the Tango, and these are sincerely choreographed, real dances that are in ballroom category. So he's had to keep competing
going,
on that level.
We're going for tens. We're going for tens on this one. Now, hey, next week, I've got a big week next
week. Thank you, Randy.
Doug McConnell's going to be on. We're going to talk about how Obamacare can cost you health care instead of being there for you. We're going to have Pete Hansen is going to be on. We're going to have the City of Shasta Lake Council person, Dolores Lucero, is going to be on. Dolores has been in the news lately on a few different things. We're going to have our head of the probation department. What kind of big impact is the fact that we're getting prisoners released back here? All these things for next week. Have a great weekend. Join us tomorrow for Dancing with the Stars, and just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You are listening to KCNR.